I'm broadcasting.
Blog Talk Radio.
Frontier Beyond Fear Blog Talk Radio Program. I'm your host, Susan Laris and Danz, and tonight I am bringing you something very special energetically. I am broadcasting live from the Expo Hall of the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo, which is one of the largest, if not the largest, spiritual gatherings in the world. There are people here from all around the world sharing many different types of high energy modalities, creations. There are speakers here, New York Times best-selling authors, many healers. It is just an amazing gathering of people. And so tonight, we are going to have what is going to be quite a spontaneous show, and I do want to advise anyone listening that because we are doing a live broadcast from the hall, if you know there are any pauses or if we happen to lose the connection for a moment, we'll just bring it right back in. So, and view that as an opportunity to play some music, do some reflection, or whatever we need to do. I'm not too worried about manifesting that, but should we need a little break, just stay with the show because we will be right back. I do have some people here today that I will be talking with. My primary intent here is to be talking with the people right around my booth so that you can get a feel for the general energy of the kinds of people who come to this kind of event. In case you may be disappointed, I will not be talking to any of the well-known guests unless one of them happens to wander by my booth, which is possible, and would like to talk to me tonight. I just happen to be right outside the Indian food booth, which has delicious food and has certainly been making me hungry most of the time I've been here because it's so delicious. But because of that, you just never know who might end up in line. So with that said, I do want to let you all know that there is a call-in number for tonight's show. If you have any questions for me or the guests, that number is 310-807-5104. And there is also an open chat room where you are free to talk with others or type in questions if you have any questions for any of the people we will be talking with. So please feel free to go into that chat room. You will need a Blog Talk Radio login to actually enter a question in the chat, but it's really quite simple to obtain. So I invite you to share in that community because it can be quite a loving space. If you're on the East Coast tonight, I'm sending you loving energy and warmth because I know that you're experiencing quite a snowstorm right now. And out here in LA, ironically, I came down from Portland, and at least for a little while after I came down, I brought the rain with me. But at least one person I talked to was very thankful for the rain and thanked me for bringing some Portland rains down to L.A. to nurture the area. So with that said, I'm going to shift the energy here just a little bit and get ready to bring on the first guest. So what I'm going to do, just to make this simple, as I say, this is very spontaneous and requiring some interesting things of me as a host, too. I'm going to go ahead and play just a little music while I cue up the first guest. So just stay with us for just 1 minute. Frontier Beyond Fear. In just a moment, I'm going to be bringing on the person who's right next door to my booth. But just to note that what you just heard was Help From Above by Bill Foss. And actually, Bill has played the Conscious Life Expo quite a bit in the past himself. So anyway, just always want to thank Bill for giving us his wonderful music to share on the show. All right, I am about to bring on a really amazing person. I have just become acquainted with the people next door to my booth, and they are sharing a wonderfully loving, high vibrational set of tools over here, or they're involved in some creation that are quite amazing. And the person who's about to come on, his name is Matt Fortnow, and he is the creator of Love Power Up, which all together, those three words together, which is a fascinating application that he's going to be discussing with us in just a minute. Okay, we have a slight delay here, so just hold on. Hold on. All right, here we go. The radio. Bring it on. Sorry. All right, so I'm about to bring on Matt on the show. So, hi, Matt. I'd like you to tell us just a little bit about this app. Now, let me tell the audience how we're going to do this if it sounds a little strange. I'm holding a phone that I'm going to hand to Matt, and he's going to keep handing it back to me. So we're going to do this as spontaneously as we can while people are asking us questions. So we'll try to be as open to the people coming by and also talking with each other. So sharing this energy with us together. So once again, here's Matt Fortnow. Matt, why don't you tell us just a little bit about what you're doing here at the Expo? Because I have to say, I am just amazed by watching what you are creating here.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, what we're doing here at the Expo, we're promoting our new free iPhone app. Right now it's available on the iPhone and the iPad. And we have an Android version coming out in a couple of weeks. And the app is called Love Power Up, and it's for spreading love around the world. You can request love, and someone will send you love. And you can also send love to someone else who requested love. So if you need love, someone from anywhere in the world will send it to you. And you can send love anywhere in the world to someone who needs love. And it's free, and it's all for powering up the love energy of the world.
Now, what I've been observing, Matt, is I cannot believe how people are sending love all over the world. I mean, I'm sitting here listening where you say, that just went to Holland, or that just went to New York City. There are a lot of people requesting love in New York City because of the storm, I assume. So could you speak to that for just a minute, just the energy of this worldwide phenomenon?
Yes, the app's only been available for a few weeks, and already we have people all over the world sending and receiving love. New York, Moscow, France, the UK, Japan, Malaysia, Brazil, Ukraine, Turkey, just places all across the globe. And it's really spreading. It's all about the energy of sending love and receiving love. And we did actually get a lot of love requests today from New York because of the storm. People are, I guess, maybe stuck in their apartment and they're feeling down, so they request love. And you send the love, you can send love on the app, and you see your love line going from where you are to New York, in this case. And the person in New York gets a message on their phone that says, you just received love from somebody in Los Angeles, California, where we sent the love from.
So as I understand this, people listening right now, wherever they're listening to this show, whether now or in the future, can get this app. Is that right? I mean, it's just available, and they can start using it right now while they're listening to this podcast or listening live. Is that true?
Yes, it is. You can go to the Apple App Store in iTunes, and you can download the app for free. Love Power Up, all one word, LoveePowerUp. And you can also go to our website, lovepowerup.com, where we have a link to download the app. It's currently available for the iPhone and the iPad, and soon will be available for the Android in about 2 or 3 weeks.
How did the inspiration for this come to you, Matt? Tell me a little bit about the story of how this came into being. Could you do that for me?
Sure. So last year I heard this quote from Jimi Hendrix. When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. And that really got me thinking. Like, how can we increase the power of love in the world so we can ultimately have world peace. Well, I didn't know. So I contemplated on it, and I discovered that, you know, a lot of people have these devices and with them all the time. And I said, well, why not use these devices, these phones, these cell phones, these smartphones that people have to increase the power of love by sending and receiving love to each other all over the world. So that's the inspiration, and that's the ultimate goal, is to create world peace. And that's our mission here with Love Power Up, is to ultimately create world peace by powering up the love energy of the world.
You know what's so interesting to watch? I know that you guys have some really cool wristbands at your booth here. And actually, I know that I had put this out on the Conscious Life feed. What's your booth number again? Is it 707. I didn't know if they go up or down. By the way, I am broadcasting. If you are at the expo and listening to this show, I am at 706, and Matt is at 707. So, and they've got these wonderful wristbands here that they're handing out. And I'm noticing a lot of kids coming by the booth, just really interested in the energy of all of this, because it's just such a fascinating concept to be able to send love in such a way. And I have to tell you, just listening to him saying, look, it just went to Holland or wherever it went, it touches my heart. I mean, it really, there's an energy to it that goes beyond just talking about it. You really feel it, even listening vicariously, like I'm listening, to know that people really are reaching out to one another. I mean, what a beautiful thing to support others in such a way. And so, you know, I really want to say to you, Matt, I think this is just such a cool application, because it helps us when we're at our most vulnerable. And, you know, I imagine you figure, you know, if we know a loved one who is in need of love, we can send love to them as well, true?
Yes. We're having a new version of the app come out in a few weeks, which will, and the Android version will have this as well, where you can send and receive love to your friends as well and include a little message with that. So it's all about sending and receiving love, and all we ask is that you use the app and send love and increase the love energy of the world. And please tell your friends, because the more people that use it, the more love energy we can create. And we're on Facebook and Twitter, Facebook.com/LovePowerUp, and Twitter, we're at LovePowerUp. So please spread the love, spread the word, and enjoy the app.
Thank you so much, Matt, for being here with us today. I so appreciated the energy of you guys. And I have to say that the people at Matt's booth, including Matt and his friends, and we'll be talking to someone else at his booth in a little bit, they are radiating the love themselves. I mean, you can just feel the energy. It's quite amazing. So I'm going to be really interested in hearing how this does. And maybe at some point in the future, we'll have a chance to talk again about how this has taken off, because I'm really excited to hear how it goes.
Thanks so much, Susan, for having me on. We really appreciate you helping us spread the love.
And can you remind people one more time, Matt, where they can find our website and everything? Just repeat it one more time.
Okay, the website is lovepowerup.com. And you can also find the app currently for iPhone and iPad on the Apple App Store. And just search for Love Power Up, all one word. Thanks, Susan.
Thanks, Matt. And if you're listening to this in the podcast, once the show is complete, I'm going to go ahead and put that up on the show page so that people can go to your website directly from the show. So thanks again. I so appreciate it. And, you know, Matt, he's such a giving person. I can feel there are people coming by his booth, and he just wants to share the love with him. And so I'm going to share him once again with those people who are coming by the booth, because I know that he has so much to give to them today. So if you're at the expo, again, come by booth 707 and talk to him. You will really appreciate this. So, all right, thanks again, Matt. All right, I want to let people know that if you have any questions, feel free to call the show line, which is area code 310-807-5104. And if you happen to be listening at the expo itself, you actually can listen to that, to the show on the teleconference line as well. All right, now I'm going to wander a little bit across the way. This is going to get pretty spontaneous now, so be prepared. This is not like one of my typical shows, because I'm basically going to see if I can talk to some other people. And because we're at an expo, it is impromptu because there are so many people wandering through here. This particular expo can attract well over 12,000 people. And so the energy of this is such that anyone I'm talking to, they're sharing the love with the people coming by their booth as well. So there's just a lot going on all at once. But I hope that you can feel just vicariously the energy of this gathering. I don't know if you can hear the music, but there is music in the hall where I am. And hello. People are saying hello. Yes, I do. Someone's coming by. Do you know that I'm broadcasting on the radio right now, on Blog Talk Radio? Yes. Okay, now I'm scaring people away, I'm afraid. But that's okay. I'm not going to force anyone to talk on the radio. I've already discussed that with at least one other person. You know, it's so funny because I can't believe that I do this show sometimes, because I used to be the kind of person, and still am sometimes, where if someone's going to call on me in a workshop or something like that, I'm very self-conscious about it. And I still go through that. So I am very respectful of the energy of the people that are here as I'm talking. So, all right, next what I'm going to do, and this is going to require a little bit of doing here to get over here. I won't be able to see the chat for a moment because I'm going to wander across the way. I'm going to wander across the way and talk to a healer. Okay. All right. I am about to bring on Heather Green. Heather Green is an energy healer and intuitive. She's a spiritual counselor for both animals and people, which is interesting. You know, Heather, I had a very unusual thing happen to me just now involving an animal. And it's not exactly a healing thing, but I thought I would mention it. I got in the elevator at the Hilton here, and here was a woman with two dogs, and one of the dogs, and I have a mixed-breed dog, okay, looked exactly like my dog. And when I looked at the eyes of that dog, it was almost as if the energy of my dog came through, as if to say, "Mom, I'm just fine." I'm like, "Hi, Mom. I'm going to cheer up." She's like sitting with me because, you know, I miss my dog. My dog gets seizures. She's been having some issues. In fact, the day before I left, she had a seizure. And so I've been concerned about her, and I didn't even realize that you did animal healing. So now we're launching into this. She's like saying yes and everything. I have to tell you, I have to hand her the phone. If I didn't do that, there would be an echo and it'd be pretty complicated. So we're going to, but it requires a little bit of mindfulness on our part because we're having this spontaneous conversation and yet I have to hand her the phone and I keep forgetting to do that too. So again, guys, those of you listening, I know some of my regular Saturday night people are there. I hope you're appreciating the energy. I know that you can tell there's, you know, I'm certainly at a higher vibration tonight because this is a really cool event. I mean, we are really feeling the energy here, and I'm really trying to vicariously bring it to you, and I hope that you can feel it. All right, since I've been just talking and you can't hear this wonderful woman sitting next to me, I'm going to bring on Heather Green and let her talk just a little bit about what she's doing here at the Expo, what her booth is, because if you happen to be at the Expo, either listening to this maybe on Sunday or listening live, I want you to know where to find her. So without any more delay, here's Heather.
Thank you, Susan. Oh, wow, what a wonderful welcome there. And I love the story about your dog. And I have to say that what you shared with me really rang true, that that spirit of your dog can definitely come through another to send a message. Source energy works in so many ways, magical ways, and ways that our minds don't always comprehend. And that the fact that you met a dog that looked just like her seems like the perfect opportunity for that energy to move through. So I'm really touched by that happening for you. That's so wonderful. And that she is okay. She's going to be okay. So that was a beautiful, beautiful story. And thanks for introducing me. Yes, I do energy healing. I'm an intuitive. I do spiritual guidance for people and animals. I've been in the healing arts about 13 years. I've been doing this particular kind of work for about 7 years. And how I got started was the horses actually called me into this work. I was a nurse and a counselor, and so I worked with, you know, mainstream medicine, you might want to say. And after doing that for so many years, I started having dreams about horses, and they came out of nowhere. I wasn't a horse person before, and I had to figure out what that was all about. So because of the dreams, I was inspired to find out what the horses wanted to tell me, and I just took up riding and learning, you know, horsemanship skills and all this stuff. Long story short, the horses opened me up psychically and brought me back to my healing and psychic abilities that I had as a child that I kind of shut down, which happens a lot, especially in the world we live in that's very masculine dominated. And, you know, we're still learning as a whole to open up the intuitive emotional side of things. So, long story short, they basically got me doing this work. They got me doing psychic work, animal communication, and energy healing because they work with energy. They're primarily motivated in an energetic way. So that's, and then I turned it over to humans. Easy to follow once you start with animals. You're like, I had already been doing a lot with humans too, so it wasn't nursing and counseling. So I kind of had that background. So it wasn't easy. It was easy actually to switch over to learning more about doing alternative medicine with humans.
You know, I'm really moved by how you started with animals because they are so open and intuitive. And like you said about my dog and my experience, and I have to tell you, it was amazing. My dog had certain markings.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was the exact color with the exact markings over the eyes. It was a smaller dog. And the other interesting thing about this, and I've gotten hints of this before, my dog has been trying to tell me she's going to come back.
Yeah.
And she's actually done this before. And I think this dog that I saw looked almost like a puppy,
right.
Whereas my dog is almost 10.
Okay.
And it was as if she was saying to me, I'm okay, but I'm not going to be here forever.
Yeah.
Now I am going to tear up and
yeah.
She can see me. It's like, here's, you know, your mom.
Right.
See? Look at how I can go into different, you know. I mean, it was a miracle that dog was there. It was a magical experience. And, you know, as long as we're on this, because I know a lot of people are interested, and we'll talk about people, too, in a minute, but as long as we're talking about animals, and I actually do have a specific question, I have known a lot of people who have had seizure issues with dogs. And, you know, I used to think that with my dog, it was environmental, because the dog next door would get seizures, too, in a house that we used to live in. And then when we moved away, they stopped. My dog was getting them, and I moved away, and the dog stopped. But then only recently, last summer, she started getting them again after quite a while. And so I guess my general question about seizures is they seem even kind of energetic, because we're talking about electrical interaction in the brain. And since I know this is a common thing, and I am naturally curious, because I'm experiencing this, I would be curious what you would say about that, you know, how you would deal with that kind of situation.
Well, I think that's a good question, and I've actually had other dog owners ask me about that, because I have known other dog owners that have had their dogs have seizures, and it does seem to be linked to the dog species somehow, that they have more of a sense of predisposition with their genetics to have that kind of illness, just like we as humans have certain predispositions to certain things like heart disease and cancer and things like that. But I will say the energetic piece is definitely a part of it. I did do a reading for a friend's dog, and he was a highly sensitive dog. With all the spiritual energy on the planet right now downloading, they're having to integrate these energies just like we are, and that does affect our physical bodies. And sometimes the way they assimilate it can create imbalances or stress or however you want to label it in the body and cause different reactions. So it can be from what's happening spiritually. It can also be because of the energy in their environment, the people they're around. If they're really sensitive and they absorb that energy, it may have a tendency to impact the neurological system, which is evolved, you know, the impact of seizures that can cause that problem, amongst others. And, of course, it doesn't always manifest this way, but I would agree that it can be energy-related. But whenever I do look at animals, I always look at them individually and really trace back where the root cause of an imbalance comes from, because it can be different in every case. And of course, I always recommend that people do see a vet and get checked out that way too, just in case.
Now, something I think some people may be wondering, and you know, I never understood this before I got more involved in these paths. And you know, some in my audience know that I haven't always been a New Ager, as they would call it. I know nobody uses that term. But the reason I use it is because I came from the evangelical church, and that's what we call you, the New Agers. And that's where I first heard that term. And so I can't help, you know, and my family, you know, would say that I'm under New Age influence or something. But the thing I was gonna ask is, you know, this concept of energy healing and whether it can work remotely. You know, today I had the opportunity to see a panel with a very famous energy healer. His name is Dr. Eric Pearl, and he was talking a little bit about the way he does energetic healing. And I know that's a specific modality, which is another term that I know I only just learned within the last few years what modality means, is like a form of healing, essentially. In fact, I may let Heather talk about that a little bit. But I know that this is a pretty diverse audience, and that some people may be listening to some of this for the first time. And, you know, one thing I do want to say to anyone listening who may be praying for us, because I know that some in the audience may feel that they need to pray for this gathering, I really want to share with you the love that we feel. And, you know, we welcome your prayers. It's okay. I understand that this is a new thing for you, but there is an amazing amount of love here. And just know that, you know, our intent is very high here, and that we want to be compatible with the love of God. And so I do want to reassure people out there who may be thinking that, you know, maybe this is a darker gathering or something, and it's not. It is just filled with peace and love. And I hope that you could feel that from the first guest, and that you can feel that with Heather, and that we can all find a way to meet within the omnipresence of God, because God is everywhere. All right. With that said, after my evangelical preaching to the audience,
I love that. Very well done.
You never quite give it up, you know, although I wasn't very good at being an evangelical, because I always doubted. And now I'm really a very good one when I'm not, which is why I don't know if I want to say I'm very good. I don't know what I am, but I know that I tend to evangelize a little bit in the way that I tend to try to explain how we feel about our path and how it's changed our lives. So, okay, with that said, very lengthy introduction. My original question for Heather about energy healing, and also, as long as you're at it, address if someone is concerned about the source of the energy, how they can know that this is safe and based in love, and how they can feel very safe within this kind of practice.
Well, that's a very good question. I like that. Yes, so energy healing, the first question that Susan was asking was about how does it work distance? You know, how do you reach people? How do you move the energy to get to them? And, you know, I do a lot of work over the phone. Most of my clients don't live in my area, and I reach people all over the world. So, you know, what I find is that energy follows intent. So in my connection to a person or animal, even the animal to human, who I would normally work with over the phone, while I'm speaking to them, the energy follows the intent of the conversation and reaches that animal. But that animal or person ultimately are responsible for assimilating and using those energies and having them affect their life. So they're the ones on a deep level, I would say on a soul level, that decide actually take that energy in and work with it and utilize it to heal, to move forward, to transform, whatever it is that they want the healing for. And energy healing works on all levels. It addresses physical health problems, emotional issues. It's about, you know, your friendships, your relationships, your career, your money. Soul's purpose is another really big area these days that people really want to find their passion. So energy healing can really work on so many levels of your being at one time, and that's really the beauty of it. And as far as the other question about where the energy is coming from, well, on my end, I work with the angelic realm, the ascended masters. Those masters, I say, that have already ascended human form, so they've moved through all issues that humans work on as they incarnate into this form. They're beyond that and now in the higher spiritual dimensions to help us, to have compassion and love for us and help us move forward in our evolution. So I do work with them, and the energy that I use, I channel through with their help. And a lot of it goes directly from them to the client and doesn't even go through me. So that's the amazing part, is I'm a portal sometimes, but not all the time, depending on what I use. I also, another modality, as Susan said, which I call is a way of delivering the healing energy, I use a sacred geometry, which are specific geometric configurations in the universal energy flow, which is the energy that moves through our bodies that help to activate spiritual lessons to heal, to help you manifest intention. So they're here to, you know, they work through you, and I will often call them forth, and they'll work directly with a person's energy field. And what the energy field is the different layers of your being besides your physical body. You have a mental layer, an emotional layer, and a spiritual layer. Those are the main ones, and there's, of course, many, many more. But if you can think about that, the different layers work with you in a different way. You know, the emotional layer tends to be more about emotions, the mental layer is more about your thoughts, and the spiritual layer has more to do with your past life. So when the energy comes in, it works with the appropriate layers of your energy field, and that's how it does what it needs to do. The other modality I use is called crystalline consciousness technique, which is the crystalline system is something we're using more and more as we're in this new world, what I call fifth dimensional world now. That we have access to a new energy system within us that actually helps us heal and transform quicker and easier and more comfortably, too, with all the healing energies around us. So I work directly with that crystalline system. I access it, and the crystalline system sends the energy to the person or animal directly. So the energy of that does not go through me at all. I just link up with the system, and the system sends the energy as like a transmission to that person or animal. So that's another way of how I do what I do, and also knowing it comes from a higher source. It comes from that deeper part that exists in all of us, because we have that energy system within us. So it's really, if you think about it, it's coming from a higher place within that being. So it's not coming from me at all when you think of energy healing, if that makes any sense.
You know, I was just talking to someone who was very much within the evangelical church still, and yet very curious about some things. And, you know, we really got to talking about the omnipresence of God meaning that God is everywhere. And for me, that has helped me to understand what it means that there could be higher levels of awareness of this omnipresence. And I think that so often we fail to recognize that if God is everywhere, God must be in us. And, you know, a Christian, someone close to me who's a Christian, we were talking about this concept of Jesus being in your heart. It's really quite simple, or being one with the body of Christ. There's all of these terms are used within the context of that religion, and yet it's actually very much a similar thing, that we are one within God. I mean, we share in that energy, and just as Christians become aware of different levels of connection within your faith, it's the same kind of thing where you become aware of God. And so, and I know many of the people listening to this show are opening up. We've had Universalists on talking about reasons why hell doesn't necessarily make sense anymore. And so that then makes access to God universal. If there is no hell, then that means that we can all be immersed in what really is the energy of the omnipresent God. And, you know, when you bring science into the equation, we are energetic. In fact, I heard that today on a panel as well. I had the opportunity, the panel I was at today at Conscious Life was the George Nuri Emerging Science panel, and they talked a lot about energy today. And it helped me to understand, and hopefully helps the audience to understand, that Source or God is energetic, because we're energetic. And I really think that that even verifies our oneness with the divine. And one other thing I wanted to comment to Heather about that I also had been thinking about, I know that when I was on a path where some of this seemed a little bit scary, the whole idea of an ascended master was a little bit frightening, because then people start thinking, oh, you know, it could be the Antichrist or something.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I know that there's fear of that. But you know what I realized? Because I know I have a lot of Catholic listeners, because I was always warned against it. Spirit guides, it could be something demonic or whatever. But you know what? Catholics have been doing this forever. And it took me watching Camelot one day, of all things. The beginning of Camelot, the Guinevere is singing a prayer to a saint. And the way that she is doing it is just as you would talk to a spirit guide or any kind of guide. And it was like an aha moment for me that these saints, there are healing saints. Could it be, Heather? Here's your question. I know I'm rambling on, but and she's being very patient with me over here. I hope I'm not keeping her from too much of her healing. But in any case, my question is, could it be that this idea has been with us for a very long time, and it comes through in the way that's comfortable to people? So for all the time that Catholicism was very popular on the earth, and there were saints who provided different types of assistance to people, could it be that that same energy was coming through just by a different name? And that they, too, had access to this, and we just didn't quite realize it or label it the same way. I'm actually asking you a very spontaneous, somewhat exploratory question, because it's something I've been thinking about this past week, and I'm curious what you would say.
I like that question, too. It's such a great question. What I think about that is, yes, I would agree with that. I think that it reminds me of the saying, you know, all paths lead to the same goal. It's like there's different routes of getting to your goal, and they're all correct. It's just a matter of what path feels more resonant to you, what path feels like the right one to take, feels like it resonates with your being and is comfortable for you. And I agree. I think there's different ways of looking at spirit. You know, people have different ways of labeling God. And so, you know, it's all one. It really is. They're all very connected, and however you can look at it to understand it and feel more open and feel more in touch with that spark within you that really is eternal. And the other thing I want to mention, too, about Ascended Masters, is if that does seem scary to anyone, is one of the things about my work that people have a chance to experience when they're in my presence or when they talk with me over the phone is when I call for these beings and they're there and we begin the work, I usually ask people, you know, how are you feeling? What do you notice? You know, as we're talking, and people will usually always report that they feel really calm, really, a sense of peace, in a state of love. So to me, you know, if these beings were anything but, compassionate and loving, I don't think that people would feel that presence. And really that's, it's personal feedback on how they feel, but I've never experienced the opposite. I've only had people, sometimes people get sleepy because they're processing the energy, and what happens when the energy is being processed is your left brain kind of shuts down a little bit, so to speak. Your thinking side of you tends to shut off, and so sometimes it makes people feel a little sleepy, but usually people feel calm, relaxed, at peace, at ease, quieter, we all live hectic, crazy, everyday lives, running around doing all the things that we have to do in our lives, so it's a really great way to just decompress and at the same time address some of the things in your life that you really want to change and move beyond.
I know that I have listeners, some of whom are experiencing a pretty difficult illness, who may be in a lot of pain or have advanced cancer or something really quite serious. And my question for you, Heather, is if someone is really going through a challenging time, sorry, we were interacting with someone. I don't want to laugh about people going through a challenging time. I was actually smiling at someone who was leaving. In any case, if someone's going through a very serious illness, how can they enter into that energy? Because I know that sometimes it just feels so blocked and even hopeless at times with the medical profession. Well, I just heard an example today. George Norrie at the event that I was at said that his sister has cancer, and I think it's stage 4, but she's unwilling. In her case, she's unwilling to take on energy healing. But if someone was out there who might consider it, and yet it's still pretty close and in a lot of pain and really in a pretty difficult situation, maybe told they don't have much time, how do you help them to enter into the being receptive and hopeful again? Could you advise them? And what message did you have for those people?
Well, of course, it's always about what the intention is for that person, and people do have different intentions when it comes to health. With alternative medicine, or otherwise called complementary medicine, it works really well with traditional medicine. So I've had clients that do both traditional and alternative. And I have had a client who's had cancer and went through radiation and surgery, and I helped her with the process after her surgery and radiation, and she said the energy work was amazing. The swelling, the redness, any pain with either of those things was subsided and in most cases eliminated after the energy work, so it was amazing. But I would tell people a little bit about what they can expect from energy healing and how it will help them feel more comfortable and how it works well with traditional medicine if they want to do both. In one case, I did have a woman who actually had uterine polyps, and she was going to have them dealt with later. She had surgery for something else that was more of a priority, and we did healing, energy healing. She said, "Can you help me with that?" And I said, "Yes, the energy healing can definitely help any form of physical illness." We did some healing. It took, I think, 2 or 3 sessions, maybe 4 sessions. She was someone who I worked with regularly. And she went back in and had another ultrasound of her, where her polyps were, that were confirmed on ultrasound before, and they were noted to be gone, completely gone, and she had no traditional treatment for that. And she said, "Wow, the energy work was the only thing I did." And of course, it was her that healed herself. I was just someone assisting in the process. But it is a testament to the healing power of this spiritual energy that can move through. So I found it works great. I would always recommend people see their medical professional for all kinds of mental and physical disorders. But at the same time, it can be a great complement. And in some cases, it can work great. In her case, she was going to get it treated. In the meantime, we just did the energy healing, and look what happened. It was gone.
What about detoxification? If you're going through chemo, which I know can be pretty taxing on the body, if that's a choice that someone has made, and I know it is a choice, and I suppose I should say, since we have a healer on, that we're not giving medical advice on this show, that again, as she said, that you should seek guidance from a health professional. But I know that I've experienced with loved ones situations, and actually even a situation I had myself where I faced the prospect of cancer. It ended up, I don't know what happened. It disappeared, let's just say. But it may not have been, you know, it was one of these mysterious things where it sure looked like cancer, and then all of a sudden it was gone. And I didn't go to a healer, but it was that incident that caused me to awaken. It was facing my own mortality, and I'll never really know exactly what happened. It would be cool to believe that I was somehow healed, and it really did go away somehow, and that it was part of my awakening. But no matter what occurred, I know that I was, I had decided personally that I wouldn't do chemo. I had another family member who chose not to, but there are many people who do choose to do it, and you certainly are encouraged to do it. So it's very much a choice that people need to make. So if they're doing this, what about detoxification? Or detoxification, I'm going to make this very general, whether you're, you know, whether it's a physical thing or even an emotional thing.
Oh, yeah.
How about emotional detoxification?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Another great one. Emotional detox is very common. I mean, actually, a lot of physical imbalances I find are emotionally related. Many I recommend people follow a really good diet. I think diet is really key to physical health. But beyond that, a lot of emotional imbalances, I just call them, because we all, you know, we're human beings. We get emotional. That's part of the process that we're learning about in being a human body. So it's, but when it gets out of hand, or we're not dealing with our emotions, or we suppress it, don't know that we're feeling a certain way, then it can create stress on our physical body. So yes, the emotional healing, or I'm sorry, the energy healing that I do helps people heal on an emotional level. Any level that needs to be addressed is where I tend to bring that energy in. And as Susan was saying before, this type of work does work really well for any kind of physical disorder, no matter what the person's intention is. So if it is someone who's in the death or dying phase, it's very complementary to that process and keeping them comfortable. I really talk to the person and see what their intentions are and what they're coming to see me for, and I align the energy to what they're really wanting. You know, if I want to see if I can get better, completely better, you know, let's go for it. I just want to be comfortable. I want to use this energy healing with traditional medicine together to get me to what A, B, or C goal that I want to achieve with my health. So that's, you know, I work with people on what they desire. So you get to choose exactly what it is that you want for yourself, and then you create it. And I love Susan's example of the cancer or whatever she had that disappeared, because breast cancer. Because was it cancer for sure that they
saw?
Well,
they had a signature.
Okay.
All right, she asked me a question, so I have to grab. Remember, we're doing this very spontaneously here with one phone, and I'm keeping an eye on things. Basically, there was a characteristic on the mammogram that it's really hard to, it has a certain signature, and they gave me a medical term for it. And it really frightened me, because when I looked it up online, it said that when your mammogram has this particular characteristic, it's almost always a very aggressive form of cancer, and the mammogram is usually 95% correct. So it was very frightening. And also, when I went back the next Monday for a whole series of more mammograms, actually they didn't, there was no lump, it was a signature kind of thing. It would have been tissue, or so I don't know what it would have been. Basically, they kept taking them, and they'd come in. The nurse had this puzzle, but she said, okay, we got to take some more. Then she eventually came in and was like, gave me this weird look. This is why I think something unusual may have occurred. And I'm not talking about what happened over that weekend, because we'll be here in a while, but it was an interesting weekend that I had dealing with this. And I was going to do it in a high vibrational way without even knowing what that was exactly. But just I really was going to go for something that was more natural because I knew someone who spoke of an approach that had really worked. And so I began to believe that it would work. And that I, in my case, again, this is my choice. I hadn't even been asked to make a choice yet, but I knew that you have to make decisions very fast because I had a family member that went through this. And if you get diagnosed, they really do make you make decisions pretty quickly. And so I had to spend that. And I got the result on a Friday, and I went back in on Monday. And like I said, they were scanning me and scanning me. And then the nurse, she said, well, the radiologist needs to look at this again. You know, puzzlement. And that's why I think something may have happened, something magical. And given that that really launched who I am now, I wouldn't be at all surprised because I've seen my share of miracles over the years. This was over 10 years ago. This was a while ago. But it really led me to ponder things. I had kind of run from my spirituality because I was very unhappy with the idea of hell. And then when I faced my own mortality, I was terrified of going there because of my gout. And so I was caught in between. And it wasn't easy. But then I eventually found my way to love. And, you know, and it was because I asked to be shown the way. I mean, I knew that this was the time. I couldn't delay it anymore. And I asked to be shown the way. So anyway, to make a long story short, I'm actually going to bring on another guest in a minute, and we've got about 30 minutes left in the show, which is about right. And okay, I just signaled that person. I'll be talking to yet another person in just a minute. And actually, I have so been enjoying this talk with Heather, and I have a feeling that people are going to respond to what she has to say to you know, I imagine I will invite you on again if you would be willing to come on the show in a more settled setting. And when I can actually write down questions, although usually I'm pretty spontaneous anyway, but I think that there's probably a lot that we could explore that we couldn't do in this setting. So anyway, I think I am going to have Heather kind of sum up, you know, what it is that she offers. If anyone, since I know I put this out on the Expo Twitter feed, if anybody, or it's on my own Twitter feed, if anybody out there does come by her booth tomorrow, especially, or even later tonight, I want her to tell everyone what her booth number is and also your website and where people can learn about you. And if you're listening to the podcast, I will put her website up on the show page so that you can go to it directly from the show. So, okay, here is Heather once again to give us her information.
Well, thank you so much, Susan. I just wanted to tell you thank you for interviewing me and giving me this chance to introduce this amazing work that I want to bring out to the world even more. And many of us holistic healers really want this work to get out there and to become more commonplace in our society. So in addressing her question from before, the reason I asked her about whether or not it was cancer and what that meant was that I was just curious to how severe it was because I think it's an amazing example of one's own power to heal themselves, which is really what is occurring here. This is the thing about healing and any kind of healing, by the way, and mine tends to be energy healing, but you can, you know, whatever you want to call it, whether it's traditional medicine, taking pills, herbs, whatever you name it, it is the person who receives the medicine who actually heals themselves. They decide to work with that medicine and allow it to heal. So it really is our responsibility, and we're the ones doing it. It's not our doctor, it's not our healer, it's not our practitioner, although we can all help, and we do help, and we do a good job of that. It really is our own power. We do it. And, you know, it's really important that people know that because, you know, when you really take that in, you realize that you have the power to make huge changes in your life, whether it's a life or death situation or whether it's something that you want to move forward into your greatest dreams, your greatest destiny, you know, your calling, what you felt passionate about. It's the same thing. You have that power to actually make that change. So I just wanted to reemphasize what she brought up because that was such a great example of a miracle, but also our own power in making that miracle come into form. So
I just had to interject here. I'm kind of prolonging this, but it's okay. Actually, we have plenty of time. Even if we go over tonight, I know my audience knows that you can call in to the teleconference, which actually goes an hour after the scheduled show if we want. And I'm going to just give you that number just in case someone wants to be listening on there. It's 310-807-5104. Callers can also call in there. But what I was going to say is I have never reflected upon this as deeply as I'm talking with Heather here, and I realized something as you were talking, is that during that weekend, I became empowered. During that weekend before the Monday that I had to go in again for the diagnostic test to see if what this really was, I took control. I made a decision, and my decision was a very non-sequitur one even for my path at the time. That, you know, I was going to go with this alternative approach. And I became empowered that weekend. And I will say, just to finish my story, is that the nurse, when I had come in, she was commenting on my hair because I think she thought I was going to lose it all. Because if it really was, and those of you who haven't seen me in person, I mean, you've seen my picture. My hair today, I don't know what it is this weekend. It's like there was a movie once that I used to like where they talked about somebody's hair taking over the universe. That's what it feels like. I've got a lot of hair. The other thing I've heard is that Aquarians often have hair unlike anyone else and have a lot of hair. Well, I have very long, full hair unusually. So anyway, the nurse was concerned about my hair. I could tell because she said to me in this mournful voice, "What beautiful hair," but it wasn't like, you know, "What beautiful hair." It was like, "Oh, my God, what beautiful hair. You know, you're going to have to go through losing all of that," which, of course, I would have donated had I had that happen. But in any case, they said it was a shadow. Eventually, she came back with this puzzled look after examining it, and she said to me with, like, this puzzled look on her face, "Well, we guess that it must have been a shadow." I mean, in like saying it like that, except I researched this thing. It has a signature. It's like a spiral. I mean, it couldn't have been a shadow. If what they saw was really there, it wouldn't have looked like a shadow, because that's what was unusual about this kind of signature. It looks like a star kind of thing. I think it's like a star on the mammogram. If you have this signature, and I don't see how a star could be a shadow.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was my experience, and I just wanted to wrap up that part of it so I could explain it. And yes, you know, the more I think about it, I think it was a miracle of empowerment. And Heather has helped me to see that and own that, because it's really kind of a beautiful thing. And I will tell you that since I had that experience, I had one other time where I had a lump. And it also went away completely. But that was more recent and when I was more on the path here. But, yeah, I was prepared to do something, you know, pursue some kind of modality with that. So, okay. My regular audience, Heather's not used to me, but they know that I ramble on. I'm your typical host in that respect. So I think we're having a nice conversation here. I now will let Heather wrap up, because I've got someone else patiently waiting over there to come on. And so once again, tell us your website, just the basic information, and then I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad that you were synchronistically placed right across from me.
Thank you again, and thank you to all the listeners, and I'm glad that I had this opportunity. I love radio, so it was a lot of fun to talk and share, and I am at the LA Conscious Life Expo. Again, my name is Heather Green. I am at booth number 805 for anyone who wants to stop by. I think it ends at 9 tonight, and it's already 8, but I'll be here all day tomorrow from I think it starts 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. tomorrow. And I am speaking. I'm actually going to lecture at 11 a.m. upstairs, and I'm going to be talking about the 2013 changes on the planet, because there's a lot of changes going on these days, and relationships, which are a big thing coming up these days, and everyone wants to know about relationships, so that's my topic that I'm going to be speaking on tomorrow. And my website is www.tealhealing, all one word, teal like the color, T-E-A-L, healing.com. Again, that's tealhealing.com. That's my website, and you can find all my information there, all my contact info, my services that I offer, again, with people, animals, and nature. I actually do work with nature, too. Plants. and I do intuitive guidance, intuitive readings, spiritual guidance, and energy healing for people and animals and nature, and it addresses all issues, whether it's physical health, emotional well-being, relationships, career, behavior issues, anything. So anyway, thanks again for this wonderful opportunity, and I'm going to give the phone back to Susan.
Thank you again, Heather. I'll come back over here and give you a hug in a little bit because you deserve one. I'm going to give her one anyway. We're being spontaneous. I really enjoyed talking to you, and you have a wonderful energy. I mean, I can tell that you're a healer. And she does have some beautiful sacred geometry that's facing towards my booth. She had another person here with her that created that. And it really has been, although I've been very in and out at my booth because I actually do social media for the expo, so I've been kind of working and going around doing different things. When I'm at my booth and looking at this image, it's very restful. So it's just a really interesting practice that she has involving a lot of interesting things. So thank you again, Heather, so much. All right, now I'm going to wander back. I've got another guest coming on the show. All right, hold on, everyone. I'm actually walking to my booth. Here we go. Okay. Just to let everyone know, you are listening to the Frontier Beyond Fear radio program. And if you are listening to us in the future on the podcast, I just wanted to let you know that we recognize your energy. We feel your energy here with us, even in this time, because I always like to tell listeners that. And I'm about to bring on another guest who is right next door to me. In fact, he's at the same booth as Matt Fortnow, who I talked to just a little bit ago. And his name is Claudio Martinez. And he has created something called the Now's the Time Project. So, Claudio, first of all, I just want to welcome you on the broadcast and tell you how happy I am that we connected, because we really have some pretty magical things occur. In fact, we probably will talk about that a little. And what I'm going to do is just hand you the phone. We're just going to talk spontaneously that way. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the Now's the Time Project and what's that all about?
Aloha, everyone. Thank you, Susan. It was really magical meeting you, and it's really a great vibe here, and thanks to all whoever's listening. Now's the Time Project was born. It is born of the Aloha spirit, born on the Big Island of Hawaii. It's a magical journey of trust, faith, of divine inspiration. Following your dreams, being completely led and trusting in a process where you can't see down the line, but you know you have to follow your heart and follow it. It's for a greater vision. It was written, an original song called Now's the Time that was downloaded, quote-unquote, actually a few years ago, and magically produced, magnetized, an incredible group of musicians, great studio engineer, etc. And towards the end of that process, everything crashed. We lost the song and didn't have a mix good enough to release, so we had to totally surrender. Then it was rebirthed again in an even greater and more magical journey, which magnetized three prodigal children, four world-class studio musicians, the best engineers around, and a slice of the contribution from a world-class Grammy Award-winning composer-arranger. And this is all over a process of the last year and some months. Again, a journey of complete trust, faith. Our mantra has been divine timing, divine plan, divine order. And it really is a magical journey. So in short, what we are doing is this project is using multimedia, using the universal mass appeal and language of fine art, music, storytelling, video and film, so multimedia, to put out, share inspiration, share messages, ideals, and spread empowerment, love, healing, inspiration, and hope for the children of the world so that they can be visually, audio by audio means, use the sound, wonderful music, right frequency, it layered within, beautiful colors and the imagery, artwork, to support them in their journey, remind them who they really are, power that they possess, and that they really are co-creators of a brilliant future, and that they have support out there in people like Susan, people like many people here at Conscious Life Expo, my wife and I, who are parents, who are grandparents of an amazing tribe of, well, if you ask them, they don't like to be labeled a crystal, indigo, etc. But they are given those labels. They're just who they are. And so we're creating a conscious multimedia vehicle for the for the enlightenment of the future generations, for their empowerment, for their upliftment, to inspire. And we call it edutainment, educational entertainment. So that's what we're doing. And we're going to launch our campaign with a children's hospital campaign here at a local hospital here in California, a 300-bed facility. We're going to go in there with gift bags for the kids, and we're going to go in there with a team of musicians and storytellers, and we're going to spend time with them. We're going to go ward to ward. We're going to give them gift bags, music, artwork, and share and be there, be present with the children. Give them love, give them hope, give them inspiration, and make them smile and make them laugh. And we all know that if they can touch one person, let alone one child, in a true random act of kindness type of way, with a pure intention, completely from the heart, then we can potentially change their life. And imagine doing that for 300 children. And then imagine that going, multiplying quantumly, you know, to thousands of children, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. We don't really know what's going on, but there's something really great happening. And it's called the Now's the Time Project. We don't have a website up yet, but we have a Facebook page. So please go to Now's the Time Project. You can see, you can get a pulse, you can get an idea of where we're going, what we're doing, just by the photo albums that we have. It's just kind of started, but you can see where we're at. You can follow us on the Facebook, connect with us on Facebook, and send us a message. We would love to hear from you. And anybody, we're also into networking. People who are doing into health and wellness, who are into arts and entertainment, media, quantum physics, engineering, whatever it is. People that are conscious for the spirit, for the upliftment, and for the positive future, unfoldment of a brilliant future for mankind, for humankind, rather, please connect with us. We're about networking. We want to link share. We want to interweave. We want to co-create. And if you know beautiful, brilliant children who are doing wonderful things, we want to know about them, too. So please, we need everybody. Everybody, really, we welcome contributions. We welcome feedback. We welcome advice. We welcome ideas. You know, people in areas who are musicians, artists, entertainers, whatever, people that want to do good things or just want to, maybe energy health and wellness practitioners, energy healers who want to go and spend time, or even who even want to do interdimensional support healing like Reiki, like whatever it is, quantum healing. From wherever they are, we can notify you at a specific place and time, and you can just beam your energy there. So it's an amazing thing. The children are not just the future generations. They are the future, and they are now, and they are the ones. I have a quote. I was looking for it right as Susan was handing me the phone. She actually, what was really so synchronistic and fantastic about our initial heart-to-heart connection right next to each other was that she spoke the third thing out of her mouth, the phrase that she uttered, were exactly the notes that I had typed into my phone and I showed her. I said, I wrote that as a note to myself last night. And basically she was saying, it's all about the children. They're going to ask the questions that we need to hear. They're the ones that are going to lead us. We need to support. She said basically, she had mentioned the kingdom of heaven quote. Be like the child to enter the kingdom of heaven. I'm paraphrasing really poorly. However, that was what I had written as a note to myself. So it really is. It's the heart of a child. It's the heart of being childlike, not to be confused with childish, which is that he's the fountain of youth. It is the key to the wonder and the miracles being everyday events, every moment-to-moment events, instead of things that people say, oh, that doesn't happen, that can't happen, that never happens. Well, you, those of you who are out there, who are on the path, who are feeling, who know exactly what I'm talking about, who have a sense of what I'm talking about, you know that those things are just a process of being in alignment with the divine. Utilizing our divine gifts, our divine birthright, our divine power to co-create. So, that's what we're doing. It's a Now's the Time project dedicated to the children of the world, written in honor and support of the children of the world, inspired by them. So I thank you all for listening so much. We're going to have a website up in the near future, but for now it's the Facebook page, and the actual tune is going to be available. I'll stay connected with Susan. It's going to be available on iTunes and Amazon real soon. I'm having it, I'm working some things out for that. And also, I just want you to know that I'm a part of a team, and the actual beacon of light, and the one who's held the torch for this vision long before I met her, or if she became my wife, Terrell. That's T-E-R-R-E-L-L, Terrell. She is an angel on earth. She is the walking embodiment of pure embodiment of love. She's the quintessence of love, and she is. Amazing, and it's all because of her and the divine, her connection to the divine. So you're all divine. Embrace your own power. Do yourself a favor. When you see a child walking on the street, pushed in a stroller, flash them a peace sign, flash them a thumbs up, smile, look into their eyes and smile. You'll be amazed at what you get in return. And the parents might not even be aware of it, but hopefully they will be aware of it. But look into the eyes and remember that essence still lives within you, and that's the key. That's the key to all of us, remembering whence we came and what we're here for. It's all about love. So I've said a lot. Hopefully I made sense. I love you all. I love you, Susan. And thanks for having us. I say us, my beloved is recognizing. Thank you. Aloha.
Thank you so much, Claudio. You have a wonderful energy. And I have to tell you, we instantly connected. And yes, there was an amazing synchronicity in that. It's true. The very first things I said to him, he had written the night before. And, you know, when that kind of thing happens, it's a wonderful affirmation of one's path. And, you know, just a confirmation that we're all on the right path here, and that we're compatible with the loving source energy that is guiding our creation. And so I just have to say that it's a wonderful thing that I got placed next to the people at this beautiful booth, and yes, Terrell has a beautiful energy as well. She's got that mom energy. We are sharing because we know that. And, you know, I try to be, it's always my intent to be a higher consciousness mom. And every time, we've had maybe one show on that in the past, but that's a whole other area I would like to explore. To bring some people on that are taking higher consciousness approaches, because I can tell that the energy here is very high with these wonderful people next door. So thank you, Claudia. All right, we're getting close to the end of the live show. I may let it go over a little bit for the podcast, just depending on what the energy is. We do have, I think what I'm going to try now, and we'll see how this goes for the last 10 minutes, and I'm going to go away from the computer a little bit. So here's what I would advise. If you are listening, and we're getting close to the end of the show, and you're interested in what you're hearing, you can either wait and listen to the podcast later and just jump to the end, or call into the teleconference line. 310-807-5104. When you call into that line, you have an option to talk to the host. If you don't choose that, if you just want to listen, then it's just like a teleconference. That's kind of a secret little trick of Blog Talk Radio, that basically all of our shows are teleconferences. So now what I'm going to do, I am going to see if I can talk to a couple more people. And if it doesn't work out, well, then we'll be ending the show close to on time. So I'm just going to walk around a little bit and tell you what I'm seeing. And I may talk to another person who's nearby my booth, which is 706. Hold on. Would you be willing to talk to me on my radio show for a second?
Yeah, it's not too long.
Yeah, just for a minute. Yeah, we don't have too much time. Okay, I've got someone who's next door to me, and your name is Earl?
Yep.
Okay, this is Earl Backman, PhD. We haven't had too much chance to talk to each other because I've been very in and out, and he's been very occupied. And he's from the Ravenheart Center. And what I find interesting about this, and I know that I'm just learning about a lot of these things. One of the first things I'm going to ask him, and we're not going to talk too long, we just have a minute, is exactly what is a mystery school? Because that's what his sign says, that this is a mystery school for advancement of the soul. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Earl?
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you all. What we do is we help individuals find out why they're in body. Why they incarnated this time? What are their soul intentions? So we teach individuals how we train them to become past life and between lives, regression therapists, and then we do that work ourselves. So both my wife and I, Dr. Linda Backman and myself, work with clients to help them understand at a deeper level their past lives, how they're affected in this life, from their past lives, what issues that they brought forth into this life that's interfering with your progress. And then we do a deeper type of regression where we regress you through a past life into the spiritual realm where you meet with your higher self and your guides, and you understand much more about the overall trajectory of your soul. So people who are healers in this life, they've been healers in past lives. People who have been warriors like myself, in past lives, helps to understand that why we are alike. Because every past life one experiences, their soul is imprinted with that experience. So one gains that both knowledge, but also issues that were unresolved and they bring forth in that. So that's what we do with our mystery school, both in Colorado, and then we travel a great deal as well.
You know, I realize without knowing this, I've actually heard of you guys indirectly. I've certainly heard of your wife, Linda, and I didn't make that connection because I'm from Colorado. And I don't live there now, but I know that Linda makes a lot of appearances at different events. And so that is a wonderful energy that you all are sharing here. So I just want to thank you for letting me talk to you for a few minutes. And so he's just go to, and I'm going to put these websites on the show page so people can find them. It's ravenheartcenter.com if you'd like to learn more about his work. And you can also learn about Linda Backman, who has done quite a, she's very well respected in the spiritual community. So, anyway, thank you so much, Earl.
Thank you.
And so now I'm going to continue. I'm going to just check my show page real quick. And I know we're nearing the end of the on-air time. If you want to keep listening, I may wander around for a few minutes. That number is 310-807-5104. And you can just listen to the podcast while I'm walking around. I'm just going to go a little bit closer to this didgeridoo. I can't actually say that word. It's a very challenging word for me. I have to spell it out on the show page later. But there are some interesting things in this talk. Can you hear that? We're wandering close to the musical stage now. Very peaceful energy. Another interesting thing about the Conscious Life Expo is I have seen a lot of dogs here. People are feeling free to bring their animals in, which is really nice that they feel comfortable doing so. Okay, I'm going to see how far I can get here. And I know we're nearing the end of the live show, or we may have actually reached that. But
I'm trying to